To talk about the Muslim technique of the Guadamesí, it is necessary to go back to the 10th century, when Córdoba became the cultural center of the West. During this century, the decorative art stood out in the ancient capital of Al-Andalus, emphasizing the importance of the Guadamesí technique. This craft consists of the production of perfectly decorated, polychromed, and ironworked ramskin panels. Many of these Guadamesís were made in the Caliphate city of Madinat al-Zahra, and from there they were distributed throughout the world. After the disintegration of the Caliphate of Córdoba and the arrival of the last decades of Muslim rule in the Iberian Peninsula, this sumptuary technique was abandoned, falling practically into oblivion. With the aim of recovering this decorative technique, artist and enthusiast in the world of leather, Ramón García Romero, rescued this type of craftsmanship, dedicating a large part of his life to researching this Umayyad style decoration. Ramón García Romero's passion for Guadamesí led him to pass on his technical knowledge to his nephew, José Carlos Pilarejo García, a true benchmark in the Guadamesí technique in the city and current director of the Umayyad Guadamesí House Museum. The main objective of this cultural center is the conservation, protection, and dissemination of this Umayyad decorative technique. This house museum consists of 5 rooms that offer a discourse on the birth, typologies, and instruments used for the creation of these unique decorative pieces in the world.